The Electoral Commission last week outlined some 27 electoral reforms based on the Supreme Court's recommendations to conduct a free and credible election. On GBC's current affairs program Talking Point, panelists looked at the key reforms introduced and how they would impact positively on the December polls. Director of Communications at the EC, Eric Jakpasu, said the decision not to reject the no verification, no voting stems from the fact that the law entreats all eligible voters to cast their ballots. Therefore, it will not be fair to disenfranchise anybody because a machine failed to verify the voter.
All these inputs from the Supreme Court, from the political parties, the civil societies, was synthesized and then distilled, and eventually we got the 27 reforms, which went through the IPAC for endorsement, came to the Electoral Commission, and eventually we narrowed down to these
27
key reforms.
Could we have had more than 27 or less than 27?
There were a lot of reforms, indeed. There were a lot of suggestions which came on board. There were some that the Electoral Commission on this one could not do anything about immediately.
You accepted all the reforms that the committee proposed, but for two.
Yeah.
That is the one that's membership of the inter-party, that's IPAC, should not be expanded to include civil society organizations. The second one is where my concern is, that no voting without biometric verification. Why do you reject this one?
You know, insisting on the mechanical verification biometrically before you allow people to vote, to some extent, disenfranchise a lot of people, because the constitution says you are a Ghanaian, 18 years of sound mind, you register, you have the right to vote. Now you are registered, you have your ID card, you have your name on the voters register, it has been uploaded onto the verification device. Now come election day, you go to the place, you are identified by the official there, per your ID card, they trace your name onto the register, it is there, you bring the device, you flash it onto the barcode and align to your name, then your picture pops out. But the last point where the machine fails to verify your fingerprint, you are denied the right to vote. It somewhat is unfair, because even at the point of registration, it was realized that there could be a lot of trauma which could make it difficult for the device to identify you. So coming from election management perspective, where you have the mandate to enfranchise and ensure that all persons who are enfranchised have the right to vote, we felt it is not fair, and I think if someone had even tested it in law, in the court, we would have been found.
What provision is there in for such in CR94?
If you go through all the verification processes, you know, you have your ID card, your name is on the voter's roll, the device identifies you, but at the last point of fingerprint verification, the device rejects you, there's a manual form, okay? The verification officer will draw the attention of the presiding officer, who will bring the party agents together and then run them through the process that you have gone through except this last stage. So your data particulars will be captured onto the manual form to be assented to by all the agents, and you'll be allowed to go through the process of voting.
Poster and editor of the Daily Dispatch newspaper, Ben Efson, agrees with some of the EC's reforms and disagrees with others.
Of all the 27, I mean, I'm excited by the one that the professionals, the Bar Association, the Institute of Accountants have agreed to work. I disagree with the mood that they want to help the elections. But from my experience, elections have been rigged, not by number of ballots being increased in the ballot box, but they've been rigged by numbers being changed. And I'm happy that the EC has said that in the event where there's overvoting, the results at that polling station will be cancelled. And unless maybe if there are a lot of polling stations where the total number of prospective voters could make a difference, they may have to rerun them because it could have a difference. Now I can tell you that if we are going to rely on overvoting to stop rigging, it's like fetching water with basket. We are wasting our time.
That is why I would say that the parties are being lazy.
The difference here is that if you are verified, if 200 people are verified, let's say there's a voters register, you have 500 people who are supposed to vote, and out of the 500, 200 people have verified to vote. And at the end of the voting, you have 250.
Because, see, when people talk about over voting, the impression is that, 200 people, there are more than 200.
Mm-hmm.
So But that's something that your polling agent must be able to be vigilant. So you must have a polling agent who is not only a professional, but who has eyes to watch and ears to hear.
President of the Institute of Chartered Accountants Ghana, Christian Soti, said he expects a dialogue between the EC and the Institute on the specific role of the accountants on the day of election. He said though the EC has announced the involvement of members of the Institute in the election, the Institute has still not been told what its members will be doing on December 7.
We were looking at a situation where we will dialogue with the EC as a body so that we will be assigned specific roles, not that individuals, that one they can do on an individual basis. So it is not like the Institute accountants who are being part of the electoral process. Because you remember in 2012 when there was a dispute, it was an accounting firm that was employed to do the auditing and the verification, and its report was a basis for which the Supreme Court gave a decision. So we thought that, well, instead of waiting till the end of the process, we can be part of the process. So we are not looking at individuals who are applying, but we are looking at a situation where we can have
an... So you want the Electoral Commission to work with you as a body?
As a body.
Not as an individual?
No, because then we are apolitical, neutral, and we are...
Because your members, some of your members are political.
Oh, yeah, sure. And they may be playing their roles, maybe in their political roles, and they may not be part of maybe the program we want to have.
So let's assume that the EC gets in touch with you as a body. Then you will choose the officials to work with the EC or the accountants to work with the EC.
Yeah, so we'll have to, amongst ourselves, find those who will be capable in playing their role.
What shows that you're not going to choose people who are politically tainted?
Well, everyone is a political person.
Okay.
But we are talking about our professional competence. And we are going to play a professional role. That is what we are looking at.